Thank you for visiting New Song Community Church on the web at newsongpdx.com. We pray that you will be blessed by listening to the message today. You are welcome to celebrate with us in worship and the Word every Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located on the corner of Russell Street at 2511 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Portland, Oregon.
So we're going to read the scripture, and I know how God's already cut and pasted it in my mind, so you don't have to worry about a thing. But we're going to go to our scriptural text. It's in John chapter 6, verses 53 through 68, because it's important for you to know. Because I'm going to deputize you to do something perhaps some of you have been reticent to do. I want every person that's in this room to purposely go out and invite someone to church next week. Every last one of you. Say, nobody's exempt. Oh, I'm just shy. I don't care how shy you are. Get over it. Because God is about to do something and is doing something. But I'm gonna give you a caution at the end of our scripture reading that will tell you of what happened in this particular portion. So John chapter 6, verse 53 through 68, you'll find the responding verses on the screen behind me. And so it starts out with, then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you that unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. As the living Father sent me, I live. Okay, this is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate manna and are dead. He who eats the bread, he will live forever. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend here where he was before? But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that who did not believe and who would betray him. From that time on, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. That's verse 68 together. But Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? For you have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, for these next 11 minutes. It's okay. I'm not worried. I'm not worried about it. Lord, for these next 11 minutes, I want to just share from my heart what this really means, because this is a scripture that has oftentimes confounded people of what it means to eat Jesus' flesh and to drink his blood. Lord, I hope we get an interpretation today that will help us to understand what you're talking about. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that there will be people that will turn their lives over to you today as a result of what you're going to preach to them, because we ask this in the powerful name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. As usual, I have a number of things I would want to talk about, but the Holy Spirit has put a check on them. And very simply, I want to get to a couple of things. Number one thought I wrote down was this. Is there one thing that might occur in your life that would cause you to stop believing in Jesus? No. Some people say, oh, no, no, no. I could give you a casualty list that would astound you. Of rock solid believers, of pastors, of evangelists, this type of thing, that one thing that happened and they stopped believing in Jesus. Matter of fact, they went the opposite direction and went to the other extreme. But I don't want to level on that. I want to get to the next thing. It says, are there perceived demands of discipleship that you have deemed unwarranted and unnecessary to a believer? And some of you say, I'm just not the type of person that goes out and witnesses to people and invites them to church. And I want to know why not. Let's get over this idea of just, well, I don't want to offend anybody. So you'd rather they go to hell? Oh, honey, it's going to get tough because we have to love people like Jesus loved them. And so this whole idea of then Jesus puts this thing out there for them that is just so hard to even comprehend. But hopefully I can just get this out to you in just the next few moments. Last thing was this. What does it really mean to crucify our flesh? What does it mean? Very simply put, when Jesus made this statement, a couple of reasons why it would offend the Jews is because they have this thing about blood anyway. And the fact of he was saying, drink my blood and eat my flesh, they just totally spun out. But here's the deal. The reason why Jesus put it in that particular sense, he put it in the particular way for them to really get out of the flesh and really to get into the spirit. A few moments ago, you received communion. And Jesus said, actually put it this way, when he instituted this, we call it the Lord's Supper. And when they had a communion around the table. And so he just basically told them, he says, this is my flesh, the New Testament and my blood, and this type of thing, take and eat ye all of it. And the very simple thing about it is, Jesus wants to be a part of you. And as you ingest all that he is, as you partake of him, he becomes your life. It's like, I don't know what you're planning on having for lunch today, but I'll tell you, it'll be a part of you for a while. Well, yes, it will. No, maybe not forever, but I'm talking about the very fact it becomes a part of you because you take it into your life. And the spiritual component of it is that many of us are not transformed by what we're taking into our life because we're not taking Jesus into our life as we should. Our experience of being a disciple of Jesus must be more than our flesh can comprehend. And so they're saying, what is he talking about? And the end result was this. Some of them were not walking with him anymore. They said, no. He said, nobody can do this. This is a hard saying. I know every one of you in this room knows of a person that once was serving Jesus that is not. Anybody know anybody that's just kind of, we call it back in our day, backslid. And some of them, they didn't slid, they skied. Got on their pole, out of here. But their disillusionment was based upon something they thought or what they believed about Jesus that they didn't want to really partake of what he really had in mind. But the idea behind ingesting this thing, Jesus is saying, I want me to be inside of you that when you're speaking for me. That I've so dominated the culture of who you are, I can't help but be manifest in your life. It's an interesting thing about it is that you are what you eat. You heard that before. Don't be looking at me like you ain't never heard that before. But in the spiritual sense, I want to take it to you. And I just have a simple example that happened. That's happened on several situations. Many of you know that I have 6 children. All 4 boys are adopted. And my last 2 boys, I adopted from Romania. This is an absolute fact. One of them was working over at Lloyd Center, and he was selling phones for Verizon. And the security guard came over to him. And so Pavel is the type of person, he won't help you in this sense. He says, I want to introduce you, my dad. Didn't tell him. This is my dad. God looked at me, looking at him, he says, but here's the next words that came out of his mouth. He says, you know what? He does kind of look like you. No, it gets better than that. Matter of fact, after I left, he says, you talk a lot like your dad. What I'm trying to tell you, there's a spiritual connection that took place. That child has been in my life. There's something about me that's rubbed off on him, that he is like me. It's a spiritual connection that has been made. You see, it happened with one. We go to the other side of the coin. Peter, my son Peter. Oh, he was the one that kind of started this whole riot in the first place. Met him, one person says, we're standing together. He says, oh, he's someone, this is my dad. And he looks at him, looks at him, he says, yeah, you do look a lot like your dad. And people say, what? There's something about who you hang out with. You start looking like them. You start talking like them. And next thing you know, you're just like them. That's a good thing and a bad thing. Jesus wants you to start partaking of him so you'll look like him. So you'll talk like him. So you'll walk like him. So you'll love like him. And that's what Jesus talks about. He says, unless you partake of me. And then he gives this guarantee that you partake of this and you'll never die. He says, we'll be joined together forever. Let me see these last few points because I'm running out of, I got 2 minutes. Lord Jesus, help me, Jesus. You say, why are you racing through this? Because there's something that God wants to do. We're not done yet. True disciples must count the cost of following Jesus. I'll take one scripture up here. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 29. 1 Corinthians chapter, I think you should have that in your profile up there. 1 Corinthians. Here we go. Therefore, whoever eats of this bread or drinks of this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. I remember when we used to take communion as a child, my grandfather, he would say, he'd read the scripture every single time, of people drinking and partaking of the table of the Lord unworthily. The unworthy manner was in the fact that we'll never be worthy enough, but an unworthy manner is not really taking into consideration all that this means. If you don't want to walk like Jesus, talk like Jesus, or be like Jesus, don't bother. Don't go through the ritual. Don't go through all this other type of thing to try to pretend like you're in it. Don't try to fake it. Because he says, but for this cause, he says, many are sick among you, the next scripture says, and many of you are asleep. And actually it says, many of you are dead. Because you did not truly discern the body and the blood of Jesus. Let me close this thought. We're going to sing a very simple, simple song. It's kind of a worship chorus as we're ending up today. But the challenge that Jesus left the people with after he said all these things about his blood, he says, do you also want to go? And the reply was, where do we go? You got the keys to eternal life. I want to ask you a question today. Where are you going? I mean, what are you headed for? Because if without Jesus, there's really nothing to look forward to. He's the only one that's offered you hope. He's the only one who's offered you heaven. He's the only one offered you joy unspeakable. He's the only one who's offered you a new heaven and a new earth and all wherein dwells righteousness. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on down here, but he's offered a new heaven and a new earth for those who would choose to believe in him. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm trying to do the best I can to kind of reel all this together. Every head bowed, every eye closed. My question is, where are you going? Who are you going with? There are some steadfast commitments that need to be made today, shaking off all the stuff, all the things that really don't matter, and surrendering your life to Jesus. I want some serious people in the next few moments to say, you know, Pastor, I need to make up my mind today which direction I'm going. I've kind of had this Jesus-like situation going on. I've wanted Jesus to deal with my problems, my addictions, this type of thing. But to be honest with you, I haven't really made that total decision to follow after him because I'm looking for other options once my life gets straightened out. I want to curse that in your life today because all you need is Jesus on the inside. To partake of the blood, the body of Jesus means that you allow him to come on the inside and you're, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you respond toward things from this day forward is going to be different. If that's what you want, stand up to your feet right now. I'm not going to bow a head. Just get up right now. If that's what you, the change you want to make, do it. Do it now. Surrender your life to Jesus. If that's you, go ahead. Don't wait for your brother, for your friend to do it. This is the day to really get your life in line with Jesus. Do it now. Because the Holy Spirit has been directing this entire service. Father, in Jesus' name, there are people here that are struggling with the idea of what does it mean to follow Jesus? Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? They came to the conclusion, they said, you've got the keys to eternal life. Where do we go? If you're here today, you need to make that decision. If you're here today, you need to reunite or reconnect yourself with Jesus. I want you to stand up right now. Go ahead. I'm just going to challenge you. Do it. If you're serious about that.
Thank you for listening today. We pray that you have been blessed by listening to the message. You are welcome to celebrate with us in worship and the Word every Sunday at 10 a.m. If you have a prayer need, we welcome you to submit it through our website. We'd love to pray for you. Will you consider supporting us with your prayer and financial gifts? God bless you.